Those were the graduates jubilating after they were commissioned officers of the state security services. 849 of them were admitted into the State Services Academy in Ojo, Lagos as cadet officers. But after the 9-month drilling, 487 were successful and commissioned full-fledged officers. The Chief of Air Staff, Air Marshal Sadiq Abubakar, who was a special guest of honor at the event, said the commission of the young and intelligent officers came at the right time when injection of fresh blood into the service was priority for effective management of contemporary security issues, while commending President Muhammadu Buhari for his huge support, which enabled the military achieve great successes in the war against insurgency. Air Marshal Abubakar advised the new officers of SSS to put to good use all that they were taught in the academy in the interest of national security.
Our graduation today, after 9 months of rigorous security and intelligence training, marks the beginning of a new lease of life in your journey of national service. I have no doubt that your training has prepared and equipped you for the task ahead.
In a speech shortly after commissioning the officers, the Director General, State Services, Alhaji Lawal Daura, urged parents and guardians of the new officers to always encourage their children and wards to put in their best as they discharge their duties.
You will be required to fully apply knowledge you have imbibed here to ensure the availability of critical intelligence to drive the management of these threats. The job requires that you love your nation and service nationally.
The Director of State Services Academy, Ojo Lagos, Mr. Felix Ikumakbaye, observed that the personnel set is the highest in number since the establishment of the academy, and thanked the federal government for its large heart in accommodating such number in spite of the economic recession the country is going through.
I am happy to say that the training consequently applied themselves with zeal and determination. They took the challenges as they came their way and maintained positive attitude throughout. The result, I make bold to say, is the building of the fertile personalities of these young men and women.
Different performances by the officers in activities including display of firearms, meandering with vehicles, cultural displays and parades electrified the arena and entertained visitors. The event had in attendance top government functionaries, including National Assembly members on security, governors of Kwara and Lagos State, who were represented, and the wife of Inspector General of Police. In Lagos, Innocent Honor for Radio Nigeria.